Well, President Xi is set to secure a historic third term as leader of the world's most populous nation. But as Patrick Falk reports, mounting challenges at home and abroad are raising questions about a political system dominated by one man.
Deep in rural Shaanxi province lies the village of Liangjiahe. It's where China's leader spent 7 years as a teenager, living in caves carved out of the hills under Mao Zedong's campaign to re-educate urban youths. In one of them, several posters of modern China's founding father. Xi Jinping endured hard labor during his time here. He's said to have struggled with the squalor of rural life and once escaped to Beijing only to be arrested and sent back. And yet, he embraced the Communist Party. In Mao, he found a role model.
He's the first leader since the death of Mao in 1976 to acknowledge the legacy of Mao without reservation. He follows Mao in the way he governs the party, the cult of personality. It's very Mao style.
Now, as the CCP nears its critical once every 5 years Congress, Xi Jinping is expected to cement his status as China's most powerful leader since Mao. Having scrapped presidential term limits in 2018, he's all but guaranteed to secure a third term at the helm. During a decade in office, he's developed a strong cult of his own. Medical student Wu Ningxia is a party faithful, confident in the direction Xi is taking the country towards.
History has chosen him. The people have chosen him. He's also chosen us. It goes both ways. It's only because he's impacted the country positively that we continue to choose him.
But China is also facing increasing challenges under Xi's leadership.
Strict COVID lockdowns across the country have hobbled the economy and crippled global supply chains. Indebted property developers struggling to complete projects have also dented confidence in a key sector that makes up about a fifth of GDP.
There are fears also Xi could further press Beijing's claims over Taiwan and step up military intimidation over the self-ruled island.
It really depends on domestic situation. If the economic situation is really going down, then he will actually face a lot of resistance domestically. Then probably he will think about Taiwan issue.
Political observers expect Xi will stay on beyond a third term and that he may be plotting, as Mao did, to rule for life. But power preservation could increasingly trump policy and plunge China into a period of uncertainty and instability. Patrick Falk, Al Jazeera, Beijing.
Well, let's bring in David Mann. He's a political economist and founder of Mann China Investment Management. And he joins us now from Beijing. Good to have you with us. First of all, why does Xi say that this is a critical moment for China?
Well, he's facing a number of forces that he didn't anticipate 4 or 5 years ago, which is first the zero COVID policy. And the Chinese economy has really slowed and in some places stalled. So he's stuck between a problem with releasing zero COVID, and there still remain something like 52 million people over 60 in the countryside unvaccinated, despite the fact that in Chinese cities, the vaccination rate's about 90%. So if he lets it go, hundreds of thousands will die. If he holds on to it, the economy will even lose more momentum and there'll be more businesses going bankrupt. So it's a very difficult situation and no one's really sure what choices he'll make.
Well, he has said, hasn't he, that he's going to stay the course with zero COVID. What's been the reaction to that?
Many people hoped that he would be announcing today that there'd be a change in policy. I think the fact that he says he will stay the course doesn't mean that the policy won't loosen. And there are a number of things they can do. They can reduce the quarantine days. People can quarantine at home. Just today, one of my colleagues' schools has been closed and some families have been taken to a quarantine facility in the mountains. You know, it's not draconian, but it's extremely disruptive. They perhaps could have quarantined at home. So those flexibilities are things which I don't think they will announce as a major step, but they will begin to allow to loosen. They must, because if we don't do something by March, the economy is in real trouble.
We know that Xi is going to be staying in power for at least another 5 years, but what changes in the power structure should we be looking out for over the next 6 days?
I don't think we'll see any changes in the power structure. The next 6 days is to confirm what's taken place over the last 18 to 24 months. All the horse trading, haggling, cajoling, and the discussions that have meant as one raft of leaders retire and revolve from one post to another, there's a whole new group of people coming in. The core will be loyal to Xi. Many will be there just on merit and not particularly connected to the centre. And people forget that this is the period of concluding economic reform and renewal every 5 years. So I think it matters more what the next 2 years look like. We'll see whether Xi begins to plan for succession. Mm. And I'm not one of these people who believe that he's there for life. I think he's there because the party see it expedient for him to be there. And the fact that he is generally popular, more popular than his last two predecessors.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that, how popular he is amongst people and whether people across China are happy to see him taking on this third term.
I think many senior officials are not, because it blocks their own advancement. I think intellectuals are not, because in their analysis of China, they perhaps take a more complex view. But I travel all the time around China, rural areas, Shanghai, intermediate cities. And the general view is that the anti-corruption campaign has brought a stability to China that in the modern era it hasn't enjoyed. And by and large, the economy, the disciplines around banking, just the general regulations in business have meant a much more stable economy. Now, this has been stretched by zero COVID policies, there's no question. But if in the next few months that can be an alteration of their stringent terms, I think we're still dealing with a party that knows they have someone who is immensely popular, and so he will remain in power. But the party structure won't let him rule for life. He's not bigger than the party. No one is bigger than the party.
David Mann, great to speak to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us there from Beijing.